This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. President Obama is in Dorchester at this hour. He and his Education Secretary Arne Duncan are touring the Tech Boston Academy, a thriving Boston public pilot school housed in the old Dorchester High, once one of the lowest performing schools in Boston.
The White House says the president will use this opportunity to highlight particular education programs in his 2012 budget proposal, including efforts aimed at getting the private sector more involved in educational innovation.
We hope to bring you the president's remarks live as soon as he delivers them. But first, President Obama and his staff did not pick the Tech Boston Academy at random. Here's Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa with our story.
So we're outside the Tech Boston Academy on the afternoon before the president is scheduled to be here, and a line of black SUVs just passed through the parking lot containing men in fatigues who looked at me suspiciously from the other side of the glass. I guess that's how you know the president is coming.
I'm wondering how I'm going to get to school on time.
The SUVs parked this way and that way.
Tech Boston seniors Taisha White and Chanel Freeman knew something was up when they walked to school in the morning and saw every parking space in the neighborhood reserved for a special event.
They're everywhere for like miles.
Well, why do you think that he chose your school of all the schools in Boston?
I have no idea.
I honestly don't know either. But
it's probably because they get funded by Bill Gates.
In a different group of kids, 11th grader Ingrid Rodriguez has her own theory.
Because Tech Boston is awesome. That's why.
So after speaking to the experts, both kids are basically right. In support of the Tech Boston is awesome theory, 66% of kids there tested at or above proficient in the MCAS last year, which might not sound like much, but
it is something when you've got an 86% poverty rate.
Ellen Guiney is executive director of the Boston Plan for Excellence, a BPS-centric think tank. She says Tech Boston is a great choice for the president's visit.
They have a good graduation rate.
83%.
That's big.
But Guiney says it takes more than high marks to land a visit from the president.
He picked a district school rather than a charter school.
Tech Boston is a pilot school.
I think he's looking for schools that are part of a district and the practices that they have can be spread. And I think choosing a pilot fudges that a little bit because they do have greater flexibility.
Meaning they're not bound by the district's collective bargaining agreements. Administrators are more free to hire and fire and to set different work hours. The school day at Tech Boston is about an hour longer than at regular BPS schools.
Tech Boston is a very successful district school that has adopted some of the most important tenets of charter school success.
Mark Kennan is executive director of the Massachusetts Charter Schools Association. He says he's fine with the fact that the White House chose a pilot school over a charter school.
Oh, President Obama and Secretary Duncan have been 100% behind charter schools since day one, and it's because of their work that we raised the cap in Massachusetts.
That's how the charter school booster sees it. Now, Kennan's district school doppelganger is Marilyn Siegel, executive director of Citizens for Public Schools. She also says Tech Boston is a good school worthy of a presidential visit.
As far as I know, they're doing a very good job. But I will also point out they do have extra resources.
This gets to the they're funded by Bill Gates theory.
This is a well-resourced school because it got foundation money from the Gates Foundation and from others.
Which leads Siegel and union officials to suggest the flexibility Tech Boston enjoys as a pilot might not be the entire story behind its success. Either way, 12th graders Taisha and Chanel don't really care, because they're just successful.
You guys headed to college?
Yep, mm-hmm. Clark Atlanta University.
We in college.
Wow, congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Best of luck.